Now, a number of airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition has killed at least 62 civilians in Syria. The air raids struck the villages of Al-Susa and Al-Bubadran in Bukamal region of Deir ez-Zor province. Dozens more have been wounded. Many of the dead include women and children. Local sources say that the number of fatalities is expected to rise as most of the injured are in critical condition. Now, many remain under the rubble. Reports say that one of the airstrikes targeted a mosque. The U.S.-led coalition is operating in Syria without authorization from the government in Damascus or a U.N. mandate. Now, from Damascus, the Syrian capital, I'm joined by our correspondent there, Mohammed Ali. Good to have you with us, Mohammed. Again, another airstrike by the U.S.-led coalition and innocent civilians getting killed. Tell us more about that.
Yes, exactly. This is not a new scenario. This has been happening almost on a weekly basis since the formation of this U.S.-led coalition. In every airstrike this coalition carries out against targets in Syria, we see a large number of civilians being killed. Now, what happened is that, according to local sources, in the past 24 hours, the U.S.-led coalition carried out three airstrikes on the two towns of Al-Susa and Al-Bubadran, about 140 kilometers southeast of Deir ez-Zor, on the borderline with Iraq. The result was the killing of 62, at least 62 civilians, mostly women and children over there. This happens just about 3 days following a similar also airstrike by the U.S.-led coalition on that same town of Al-Susa. Now, the Syrian Foreign Ministry sent two letters to the United Nations saying that this is a war crime and a crime against humanity. Also, the Foreign Ministry said that this crime proves that the goal of the U.S.-led coalition is not to fight terrorism, but in fact kill as many as possible of the Syrian people. This is according to the Foreign Ministry. This is also similar to statements made by to the comments made by Foreign Minister Walid al-Mu'allim just a week ago in a press conference, when he said that the U.S.-led coalition is fighting everything in Syria except for Daesh. The Foreign Ministry, in a statement, also went on to say that it asked, actually, the United Nations Security Council to shoulder its responsibilities in preventing such attacks and also start an international, transparent, and independent investigation into this crime and condemn it. The Foreign Ministry also concluded by saying that and asking the United Nations Security Council to end the presence of the U.S. Inside Syria and other foreign troops that are in Syria without the consent of the Syrian government. So this is not a surprise, whether for the civilians in Syria, for the ordinary people, or the government, because this has been happening on a weekly basis by the U.S.-led coalition.
And Mohammed, is there any reaction by the U.S.-led coalition about this?
Well, we still didn't hear anything about that from the U.S.-led coalition itself or from the United States, but usually the U.S. does not admit that it's killing a large number of civilians inside Syria because of its airstrikes, or rather even in Iraq, because the coalition operates in both countries.
All right. Thank you for that update. Mohammed Ali, our correspondent in Damascus.